Okay, we'll see. Today is July 3rd, 2012, and I'm interviewing Joo-Young. And can you tell me that you give me permission to interview you? Can you say that so that it's recorded?
My name is Joo-Young. I give Martha permission to record.
Okay. Let me explain a little bit about what I'm trying to find out. There have been books written about the Hmong people in Minnesota and Wisconsin, and other people have written about Hmong people in California, but nobody has written, except for one, about the textiles, the tapestries, but not about the people coming here. So the two areas, and I'll ask you some questions, and then just I want you to talk, and I will kind of guide you a little bit. One is your experience. You were born in Laos?
Yes, I was born in Laos.
So I'll ask you questions about that, but then I also want to ask you questions about when you came here and what that was like for you. And when I interview the younger people, they're the next generation, so it's a little different. I asked Goshang, other kinds of, there's similar questions, but if you can just start talking and tell me about where you were born and what it was like, and then what happened when the war came, and where in Laos were you born?
I was born in Laos.
I'm going to put this a little closer.
I was born in Laos, the Siang Kuang province.
Do you know how to spell that?
Siang Kuang. Is that X? I don't find out why.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is to help me with the technology. I don't get everything when I write it.
1959. It's because back in Laos they don't record.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
No, okay. It's 1958.
Okay, but that's I'm aware of that.
Okay.
July.
This, yeah, this one this is it December 1958.
December?
Yeah, December.
And where are you in the, you have older siblings, or are you the first? Or?
I have one brother, he's older than me, and I'm the second child, and I also have three sisters.
One of them is?
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. And
I also had about seven step sister and brother. Seven or eight.
Yeah. And what kind of, can you, if you could paint a picture with words, where you started out, where you were growing up? I mean, was it the city? Was it the jungle? Was it?
Started out in the Long Gang.
Yes.
That's how I remember.
That's where you were born?
No,
that was too early.
Yes, yeah, that's where I was born in Siang Kuang. That's how I remember is the Long Gang, Siang Kuang, Long Gang. Yeah.
And about how old were you then?
Probably about six or seven.
And what was that like?
I grew up with the in back home, you call them the really famous and rich family. It's not rich, but just like a famous.
Righteous?
Yeah. Because my grandpa used to be the
your grandparents were what?
Yeah. My grandpa was that? Because my grandpa was known by everybody.
Yeah. What did he do?
He just like a lamb.
In the government or?
He's a work for the.
For religious or?
No, he's a work for the. Okay. I had to find out that word.
Okay. Yeah. But this is before the Americans are there?
That's wrong, before the Americans.
Okay.
So I remember was in Long Chain, what about 6 or 7?
Did you go to school there or no?
I go to school there.
What was that
like?
Because it's very different from.
You go to school there, it's very different like than how it is.
What did it look like? Can you remember the school, what it looked like?
School, look at that, just, you see the wood house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No sides, or there were sides too?
They're just,
roof?
They're just a roof, and, yeah, they have side window too.
And, do you know what your parents did? Did they work?
My father was a colonel in the army.
I remember from my
my mother was she had a retail store.
Yes? What did she sell?
Sell clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah.
Things that she made or
no.
So it was a like a town at Long Chan or a bigger city?
Long Chan.
Like this size or much bigger?
The store?
No, the Long Chan.
Long Chan, it was just really small.
Small. Did you help her in the store?
I do. I remember go to school and help my mom when she went to the city. Buy some stuff back to Long Chan. Yeah. So everybody had to go to Vientiane. Vientiane is the capital. To get some stuff and back and home to sell.
Now, did she own the store?
She owned the store.
Oh, she owned the store. So she was very, I guess, what we had a business sense.
Yeah, she had a business, but I still always tell my my friend and all the people, my kid, that I cannot believe that grandma they don't go to school, but when people come in and they can't they know how to calculate. They know how to
calculate.
Yes. How much you didn't get a change back.
Uh huh. Yeah.
They're pretty good in math.
So they're basically learning on the job.
On the job.
Which is the way most people used to do. Were they closed for all different ages? Or just adults? Or, you know?
Why would I get it?
Mm-hmm. So, when do you first remember seeing Americans coming?
When I first remember Americans coming, the American. I'm not sure, but I always heard that the American came to Laos I'm like in 1960.
But do you remember actually seeing them at that point?
Yeah, I remember actually seeing them in Wong Tang, and that they already stopped war. I don't know how many years.
Were you close to where people were fighting?
Not really. Only one or two times. Only one or two times they bombed. They bombed Long Chang and.
So it must have been very frightening, though.
I remember some. Once in a while, I hear the thunder very loud. I can still remember when they and the gunshot.
So at that point, your father was already.
My father was already
in the military. So you didn't see him very much, or.
Not too often. My father's always gone. He never home.
So, can you tell me what it was like then when you had to leave and how old you were? Did you go to Thailand after Laos or not?
Yes.
About
1975. So, 1975, the war's end. It's the war's end before that, but 1975, that was the general had to leave the country. When the Americans come back.
Right? When the Americans what?
When the Americans come back to America.
Well, do you have to?
Oh,
good. Thank you.
I don't know what kind of shit they put in class, but she's there. Hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Yeah.
So, what was that like?
1975. I think we have to leave Long Chang. Yeah.
And how did you leave? I mean, I know people left in different ways. And different.
Yeah.
Some people were walking or running, and some people were.
Yeah. And we crossed the Laos to Thailand by plane.
Oh, by plane.
Yes.
So you must have been some of the first people because of your father.
The first group. I mean, not the first people too. I think we left the last just the day before the last day.
So you were already a teenager then?
Yes. About 15. No. Yeah, because I put my age in order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm about a teenager.
Can you, do you remember it a lot, or what it was like for you to suddenly get on a plane?
Suddenly get on a plane, so everybody's saying, we had to go. So my uncle, he's a pilot. He's a T-28 pilot.
A what?
The pilot?
Yes.
The T-28? You see the
T-1A?
T-1A or T-28? No, T-28. He flew the T-28.
Uh-huh. Was he flying the plane you were on?
No.
Oh.
So my uncle always tell my mom that you have to take your children and go to Thailand because we're going to leave all to Thailand.
Your uncle told her.
No, my uncle told her. My dad wasn't home. Because of my uncle, my mom's always close.
Was it her brother or uncle?
So I remember because of my uncle's family, and Michael and my brother, And my other sister left with my uncle. Then I think the post, either first day or second day. Second day.
So you were with your mom?
We all together. Because everybody had to go to the airport and just fight to get on the airplane. Just like when you see those Vietnam people and all this.
So you went the whole family except for your father?
Except for my father and the others.
And then what? I mean.
And Michael and my other sister and my brother, they get out in different plane with my uncle's family.
Oh, they.
And that's how I remember. My mom gave each children three bar of the silver coin.
Silver coins?
No, silver.
This color?
Silver. It's a silver bar money. Those silver bar money.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom gave each children three silver bar money to put tie on their, to put a little bag and tie on their waist. If each children don't make it, they had those bar money to get to survive.
So you put them, she put them in a bag.
She put them in a little, sewing the bag, like them up to tie it up the waist. And Michael and my brother and my sister, they left first. My mom still had this door, so pack and I go to the airport. And, oh, no more plane come in, and try to go back to the store and unpack and sell the clothes again.
So the first time you tried to go, there was no place on the plane.
Because everybody did the fight to get on the plane.
So you went back to your home?
The home store. Not home, just as a school. I remember that night, Michael, my other sister, and brother, they could go to China. So my mom had to spend the night at my uncle's house.
With you?
With me and my sister.
Okay, so what's your sister's, the other sister's name?
The other sister, Tom.
Well, that must have been very frightening when the family was split up. Did you think you'd see them again? Or, I mean, it must have been very confusing.
It must be very confused, but my uncle told my mom that if you and your two kids don't make it to Thailand, and I'm going to take care of those three kids, and I'm going to send somebody to get you.
Wait a minute, say that again?
My uncle, I'm going to send someone.
He did, or he said he would?
He would, if he don't make it the next day.
Ah.
Yeah. If he don't make it on the plane the next day.
How far about was it from Long Chen to Vientiane?
Long Chen to Vientiane, if you take a plane, it's only an hour or 45 minutes.
By plane?
By plane. But if you go by car, you take the whole day.
And how were you traveling then once you went to
Vientiane?
Is that where the plane took off to go to?
Long Chen. The plane took off in Long Chen.
Oh, I see.
But my uncle said, if you don't make it to Long Chen, to Thailand, then he'll hire someone to come and get my mom.
Okay, but how far were you from your mother's store to go to the airport in Long Chen?
By walking? Yeah.
Oh, so
so okay. Close. Not even one. Not even. Probably just.
So that what that part wasn't the difficult part. It was finding place on the airplane.
Because thousand people just walk, wait on the airport, get on the plane.
Were these airplanes with seats, or they were cargo planes?
Just cargo.
So you're all
cargo plane when you come in and they open the what's it called, the bottom of the plane?
I don't know.
It's just a cargo army plane.
Yes.
Those, and they open.
So they underneath.
Open them, and then you open underneath and people just.
Now, you other than the bars of silver, anything else or nothing?
Just close.
So you couldn't take anything else.
Couldn't take anything. Just close. Couple of close.
And what about photographs, or you didn't even think?
Don't even think about.
And what about your grandparents?
Grandparents was in Georgia.
They were already there?
Yeah, no, they are in the city of Laos. Yeah, the capital of Laos.
That's where they lived?
That's where my grandparents lived. My grandparents, they crossed Laos and Thailand by boat.
They crossed on the Mekong?
They crossed the Mekong by boat.
And then they put all of you in a camp?
On the camp, yeah.
Do you know about how long you lived?
I lived in it's called Nampong Camp. I think it's about 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah. 1 year in that camp. So we moved to different camp.
Nampong was the first camp?
Nampong was the first camp.
So you stayed there for a year?
I stayed there probably a year, 75, 76, yeah, almost a year. A year.
And then which camp did you move to?
So we moved to Ban Binai, they call Ban Binai Camp.
Oh, is this the one that people stayed for a much longer time?
Yeah.
And that recently, I think, what, 2004? They closed it. So you were actually in
the Ban Binai Camp for, I think, for a year, for almost a year to.
What did you do? I mean, I hear it was terrible, but what did you do all day?
While we stay in the camp, we just, because we're still young, so all we do is daytime, just to find out the textiles? The textiles, cross, stickers, the brush space,
the pandao. Yes.
Yeah.
Were you able to bring any of that?
Yeah, I still have.
Yes?
I make some of that.
Do you still make some of it?
No, not anymore. But I had some at home.
At another time, would I be able to take some photographs? Because they have, at Michigan State in the museum, they have a lot of pieces. You know that? But I've been looking to find someone who actually made them. So you'll help me a lot because, I don't want to just. Oh, that's beautiful. This is from a long time ago, or now you make
it? No, this is somebody else make it.
Oh,
I can still
but that's
make
the
it
kind.
Some, that's the kind I make, a different kind too. I can bring you some of it that you know, that you see. And that you can.
I'm getting, how do you say, I'm getting emotional because
I've been, maybe I can let you have it. You can hang it up.
No, but I can take pictures for the for the book. Did your mother? Can you tell me about that? Did your mother teach you, or?
Usually, most little girl grow up at home. We watch the older people. You watch the older people, grandma and make it so if you want to learn, then you can tell them. So, teach you.
But your grandparents were not living with you, so it would have been like your mother's generation? And did you make mostly the patterns, or did you also do some of the stories? You know how they show them?
Mostly patterns, and you can cut either whatever design you want to make, and you can cut.
Did you do any of the ones with the stories?
No.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The drawing and they drew up the
mm-hmm.
story across the river, the shooting. Yeah.
Do you know people here who used to make those?
Not. Ooh, they must be all that. Because of those people. Because of my generation and younger generation. Yeah, because we came to this country so late. So we don't stay enough. We don't stay long enough in Thailand to bring on those they make after.
So this, what do they call them? Story cloths
or story tell story? Yeah. Storytelling.
So those are later. Okay, that's important information
yeah.
for me as I learn.
I think those are later than me after 19, because people, because they stay in the camp, they have nothing to do, so they do that after, must be after, because I left Thailand 1977, go to France.
Ah, okay. Now I'm remembering.
So they still don't make those. We still don't make those. Why am I still there? I was still tired.
And so how did your mother decide that you would go to France? Because I know some people went to France, some to this country, and some to Australia, and then there's what, French Guiana? I don't know where
yeah.
that is.
Yeah. Let me ask
for okay.
She'll be okay for now.
She can stay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I feel like we're all, I'm getting to know more and more people in your family. do you know how they decided to go to France?
Okay, because of my grandpa used to work for the French government. So in 1977, and they told the refugee that the American people don't allow any more refugees come to the U.S. anymore.
At first. Because they had the initial, 2,500 people, and then they said no?
This is, I don't know how many this come, but they told the refugee that they don't allow any more refugees come to the U.S. anymore. So now those and the French people still upset. Some people go to France.
The French people what?
Still allow people, still allow refugees to go to France.
And where did you go in France?
But it's a long time. My brother and I had younger sister who's married first.
Okay.
And my brother came to this country with my cousin.
Okay, wait a minute. Your brother came in the initial, at the beginning.
Yeah, my brother came with one of my cousins.
Where?
To the U.S.
Where in the U.S.?
Michigan. Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, you're related to Hang family?
Yeah.
Because I interviewed the dad and Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to their home.
Oh, you went to the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful house.
It's like a palace. And his wife, I don't remember her name, but she didn't know until that day that I was coming. So he said, I have this person coming and for her to make lunch. And she said that she told him she felt bad because she couldn't make it really special. But for me, it was so special. I mean, there was like 10 different dishes on the table. It was very good. So,
okay, that's how I end up in the U.S. too.
Okay.
That's a long story. Yeah.
Okay.
And my brother and my sister. My brother came first. My sister got.
What is his name?
Wong. V V O N G.
Okay. And your cousin is.
Peng.
But which
the not, my cousin's not in Michigan anymore. Peng.
Is he a brother to
he's my aunt's son. He's my the son of my father's sister's son.
Okay. So your brother and your cousin came.
Yeah, my brother and
okay.
my cousin.
So they came before you went to France. Okay.
Michigan before.
And because they got a sponsor, or why did they come to Michigan?
Because my cousin went for the American people. So my brother and my cousin to Michigan, and my sister. Got married. She's got married right around about younger age, about 15. She came with her husband to Frank and Moore, Michigan.
And what was her name?
Tom.
And her last name, married name?
T-O-O-R. T-O-R-R.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so they've come to Michigan, and you're still in the camp.
Still in the camp.
In the second one, in
Bambina.
And I apologize for my accent.
But it's cool to come to the U.S. and just come back. But they say that they don't allow any more refugee come to the U.S. That's how we went to Mexico.
Okay.
So you got it?
Yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah.
And
so that's
where in France?
Limoges.
What part is Limoges? In the south?
Not a bit between the south. And as soon as we arrived in the camp, it's because over there, they don't have sponsors. So as soon as you go, then they put you in the middle county.
So where?
In
Limoges?
No, in Paris first. Yeah.
You go into Paris first. Yeah, Paris first. But you said they put you in a camp?
Put in a, like a...
dormitory or?
Dormitory, yeah. Dormitory. So they have to find out which dormitory in which city is enough for how many families to go there.
You mean when you go to the next place?
Yeah, when you go to the next place. So,
they try to keep the families together?
Yeah, they try to keep the families together.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So we end up in this little town. Not little town, it's a bigger town. So, yeah. So when they do all your paperwork, all the documents, they ask my mom how many children you have, and she said, I have five. Two of my children is in the U.S.
And your father's not with you. He's still in the...
He's still
in okay.
And my mom told me that two of my children is in the U.S. And they told my mom that she wanted to go to the U.S. And I said, yes, I want to go with my kid. And I said, yeah, we cannot separate your family, so you have to go where your two children are. They start to do paperwork. They start to do paperwork, and it takes them 2 years to do all the paperwork, get all the things out.
So what did you do in Limoges?
Limoges, I take, they teach you French language. And as soon as you know a little bit French language, then you find a job for it. So I was working in a small little, press. Like a newspaper.
Yes.
Old newspaper.
So you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. I used to do that.
We have more in common than. And what did you do for the newspaper?
I just fold newspaper. Just fold newspaper, put little sticker address on a newspaper.
And your mother, what did she do?
My mother was, they put her to work in a hotel, like a hotel keeper, like a clean hotel room.
And you had, is mom?
I had my cow and my niece. I had two sisters, but they're young, so they go to school.
Oh, so they went to school.
So my cow's still young. My mom is still so young. So we stayed there. We stayed until 1979, and that's how we got all the paperwork done. And we got all the visa. So came to the U.S.
Can you describe to somebody who I don't know the experience where you're every 2 years, you gotta move here, you gotta move it.
What's it like? It's kind of tough, but you have to, go where your mom wants to go. Because my mom only had one son, so she wants to go. So that's how we end up in Michigan. 1979. That's when we came to the U.S. Yeah.
And so you started, what, you said in Saginaw or Frankenmuth?
Saginaw.
Saginaw.
And how long were you about at Sangamon? About
15 years. See, I came to Sangamon. Came to Sangamon for my college, and my year, they went to school. They start high school. Can you start middle school? They start middle school, so I'm too old to go to school, so it's no head up the household. So I had to go work, help my mom work.
And what did you do?
Work in a small shop.
What kind of a?
Just like a work in a small shop and make those little purple gym. Car park. Oh, look at little shop, little car park.
So not a huge factory.
Just like a little purple gym. Mm-hmm.
So you were actually making the pieces?
Actually, they make all the pieces, and you can just put all the pieces together.
Assembly.
Assembly line. So, then I got married.
Okay, so when did your husband come to?
My husband came to the U.S. I think 76.
Do you think, not today, but do you think that he'll let me interview you too?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll let him tell his story. So how did you come to Lansing?
Okay. We got married. And we got married, but I always worked two jobs.
You worked two jobs?
Yeah. So,
you worked in the store, the assembly line.
When I was married, I worked for my neighbor.
At the same place?
No, so okay. A different place. Work for the Saginaw School District for bilingual. I said, when you know a little bit English, there's a lot of people they don't know, so they need somebody to translate. So I worked there for a couple of years. And I also work at a Chinese restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I also work in a Chinese restaurant, and my husband works in a machine shop. So he got laid off. I think what year he got laid off? It's been quite a while ago. I think he got laid off. So we let his small Chinese restaurant in the mall for sale. That's how we decided to buy that restaurant and be running the restaurant business.
In Saginaw?
Bochum.
So he bought a Chinese restaurant?
Just tiny fast food.
So, in those what?
Go ahead. Yeah. So we have four. We have four kids now. So we live in Saginaw and go to work in the restaurant. And that's one day, this time, the owner, this Thai lady coming in, and this kind of start talking, because I speak Hmong, I speak Lao, I speak Thai.
Hmong, Lao, Thai, French?
A little bit French, but I don't remember that much anymore.
Well, but you're not using it now.
Yeah, because
in English, a It's a lot of languages.
But French, I cannot. Yeah.
So this Thai lady came to the store?
Came to shopping at the mall and come to eat. And they start talking. And she said, oh, you know, if anybody wants to buy a restaurant, I have a restaurant in East Lansing. I want to sell that. And I told my husband that. That's a good idea because East Lansing is close to Michigan State. So we have four kids. We can go live in there. And the kids don't have to stay in the campus. And they can just stay home and go to college. That's how we ended up here.
Now, how did you decide that education was an important?
Education is always important. Everybody has to have an education. Get a better job, and make it better. No matter what, right?
So, how old are your children now?
30, 29. 24 and 20.
What do they do? No.
They all go off, so I still have like younger ones. She still goes to school.
That state or?
No, she goes to LTC. The state is cost more, so
the
first
2 years
she had to go to LTC.
And the other ones, what do they
do? The other ones, I have my first one, she just only first year in college, and she moved out, and so now she's married, and she lives in Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
Indiana.
And the 29 is?
29, she finished, and she moved to St. Paul, Minnesota.
She finished at State? What did she study?
She studied, she had 2 degrees, she studied public relations and politics.
That's what one of my sons did.
That's what your son did?
The combination at Pitt State. He's a little bit older. He's 33. Publications and political science?
This is my husband.
Hi.
Ming?
How are you? Pleased to meet you.
She got you busy.
I got her busy.
Yeah.
She's working. I asked her if... not today, but if we can set up a time for me to interview. Did she explain to you what I'm doing?
Yeah, a little bit. I heard about you. I don't think she talked to you today. She mentioned to me a little bit later.
This morning. Yeah, this morning.
She mentioned that you're coming back. I didn't know when.
Oh, okay. And I also, yesterday I interviewed
Goshen. Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow... I've already interviewed Christine, but I'm going to her parents' house in St. John's. They have
Christine.
A place up there.
Who's Christine?
Christine John?
Yes.
We had a place in St. John?
In addition to here. I don't know. She gave me directions. She says my parents have a place.
It's the Christine that I know. Probably different Christine. What's her last name?
Okay, so where does he live?
Saint
the
Paul.
Author.
Saint Paul.
Oh, in St. Paul. Is he a relative?
No.
But you have a copy of the book?
Yeah, I have you had a book at
home. Next time I bring to you, you tell me you're gonna come, so I'll bring for you.
Whenever you're able to.
I
live 1 mile from here. I could have walked, but it's
you could get a lot of information from the book.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, good. So I can interview you, you say late July.
Sure.
Okay. And so I'll come in, but I come to eat here now too.
Oh yeah.
See, I started coming here to, I interviewed her sister,
Micah.
How do you know her first place?
About a year and a half ago, when they asked me to work on this book, I started Googling. And I found that she was the head of the Hmong organization.
Oh, okay.
And then I went out to Mason to the New Year celebration.
Yes.
And then
So we met in around Hortonville, or so I interviewed her, mm-hmm. but she said that her sister could tell me more because she was older when she left. So then I was telling your wife too. I interviewed the older guy, Hang. True Hang.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to his home, and his wife made me a nice meal, and I interviewed.
She's my sister.
She's your sister. I knew there was the connection, and then I interviewed, and Fu was there too. And then I also interviewed a Chu Kue. He's the head of the Detroit.
I know him.
And then there's a pastor, Christopher Tao, but he's new.
Yeah.
To Michigan.
He's new.
He's new, but he's still from my generation.
Yeah. So I interviewed him, and then I got to interview Goshen yesterday.
Okay.
And then there's this other Christine, and it's very moving for me.
This partner, you want people to interview? I give you a name. How about that?
Okay.
So don't worry about it. It's gonna keep working, huh?
Keep working. But it's how do you say? It's very precious to me.
So you are from you retired from the museum?
Yes, the State Museum, Michigan Historical Museum. It's in Lansing.
What's your go to school somewhere before you go to the museum?
I went to I'm from Boston originally, and then I went to college in Vermont.
I see. What's your major?
Writing.
Writing? Okay.
But then in the middle of college, I came for an internship because I was also studying anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only 21, but the fellow I worked for, he kept telling me to go to this other guy to get the books to do the project. So I married that other guy. So I was still in the middle of college.
Yeah.
So he got a job teaching in Ethiopia, in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my undergraduate work was in Vermont, and then for 2 years in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back here, and I got a master's degree in journalism.
I see.
And then I have two sons, and then I think you're the journalist.
I wish.
And then sadly, my husband died 9 years ago, but then I found another married again.
Again.
But he's a lawyer, and he defends poor people,
mm-hmm.
and he also does community theater acting.
I see.
So my sons are on either coast, one's in New York and one's in California.
Well, so you don't have to worry at all, you got a lawyer husband.
But he defends people who can't pay him.
Money, huh?
He's not your. he's not. He's very.
But he gets paid by the state.
Of the county.
The county.
He has some private clients, but mostly it's people who can't.
Is the one who came with you is your sister? No.
She's almost. We're friends for 30 years.
Okay. I thought that one's your sister.
Almost.
Are you interested in teaching English?
No.
No.
I teach there's a shelter for homeless people, mm-hmm. and people at risk. It's called Advent House. You know it?
Yeah, well, I heard about it. I didn't.
So once a week, I teach a writing class to people who are working on their GEDs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but I can't teach somebody how to read English, or I encourage them to write, to tell, to communicate. It's not it's more to express themselves, not how to literally write. You're asking good questions. But I'll ask.
I asked that question because I should be retired, soon, so I can go back to the Asia.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe I might open a teaching, you know, school, you know.
There or here?
Over there.
Oh.
So I need teacher.
Oh, you need teachers.
Oh, I got called a guy. He's retired from Michigan State over here. He said, okay, here you go. I said, all right. And, well, he's still a black guy. He retired from Michigan State.
In what field?
Agriculture.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, so I said, okay.
I'd like to visit. I love to travel. So maybe
maybe
one of these days.
Not cheaper than here. Cost it. I built my whole house and I paid $4,000 for the labor.
In Laos?
Yeah. Can you imagine build housing? How much labor is paid?
Yes.
I mean, about what? $100,000 at least? Yeah, I built one here. I think it cost half of my. What at least two labor? What is $200,000 at least?
So you're homesick to go back?
Pardon?
You're homesick to go back to live in.
No.
No? You just want to retire there.
Yeah, that's right.
May I ask how old you are?
You won't believe how old I am.
I don't.
Oh, very old. Old man.
I'm 60 again.
Old man.
But he's the person there, isn't he?
59, yeah. 59?
I'm older than you.
You're older than me? A couple of years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're very sharp. So she has to work now in the restaurant, or she'll be back?
No, I think somebody called.
Oh.
So you interviewed her today? You in person interviewed her today?
I've been here for since 2 o'clock, a little after 2 o'clock.
I'll let you do your own business.
Okay. So but I'll still be eating here too.
Okay. Don't bring your husband sometime.
Yeah, we came once, actually. I think she remembered. And I come with a friend of mine, too. She likes to.
Well, yeah. Introduce her. Food that blend to the West, you know?
I want to ask you questions when I interview you about this.
Yeah, about the real type of. Oh, hot. Okay.
Let's think so.
The State Journal?
Yeah, Lansing State Journal.
So
no,
everybody's.
Once in a while they call, they want to make a participate free advertising. They do a little bit.
Oh, they're not doing a story, it's the business.
Just the business.
Oh, that's interesting. So I don't know what time you have to.
Yeah, it's okay, both are going to stay, but they just wait for me to make lunch. Because I have to make lunch. I have to make lunch.
For him.
Well, for my chef.
Oh, so they're hungry.
That's okay. Maybe you can come back a different time.
Okay. Why didn't I do that?
Maybe you don't get that much done.
It's a start, though. So how about, it's okay if I come next week?
Next week should be okay.
I'll call you in the beginning of the week.
Call me in the beginning
of the
week. And what I can bring my, my bandao.
Good. So I'll take a picture when you have the materials with you. I want just to, so you've, now that we've met and started the communications, I want to ask you questions next time about, you know, the kinds of, what were the challenges? What were the difficulties when you come to a foreign place? Were people discriminating? Were they receptive? You know, that those kinds of, that's what we call adaptation. I said to Goshen, when people go through a lot in life, and in the case of the Hmong people, from whatever I understand, it was like there's war, there's changing all the time. Some people, you know, collapse. They collapse under that. The stress is too much. But there's also what we say resilience. I mean, you keep going, and you've created a restaurant, and you've raised your children here. So I'm interested in why are some people able to, how do you say, make the adaptation and not just say, oh, my life was hard, so I'm not. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
So some people become stronger and some people don't, but you're obviously, I mean, I'm sure it's been hard.
Yeah, it is a hard part. It's a hard part. If something you really want to do and something that you had a goal, you want to achieve your goal, then you can drop it. The only thing I don't have to do, the only thing I go to school. I can't do this kind of thing. I just take a English as a second language.
Yes.
Yeah. For a couple months, so no later than six months or years. So I've been working. So I had my kid, I married. My people say, oh, but I say 20 years you can marry, so you have to worry about your kid, your family, and you're working, so I don't know. I don't have time for school.
And you miss that?
Yeah, so I miss all those.
Do you think that that's partly why you've encouraged your children?
Yeah, that's why I encouraged them to go to school. And I always tell them, you have to go to school and get education. Otherwise, you can go so hard. And if you had your education, you will fight enough. So you had other less.
You have what?
If you had education and you had a chance to get a better job, you only work 8 to 9 to 5. Yeah. So I told them that. The education, you only work 5 to 9, so don't work so hard. So you had all those time with your kid, you had all those weekends.
If you could have gone to school, what do you think you might have been wanting to study or to pursue?
I still don't know.
You still don't know. Okay. I was just curious if there was something, because you have many different talents and abilities. So, it's okay, I call you next week?
Yeah, you can call me next week.
And then we'll figure out a time and you'll bring in the materials? I'm curious about the...
Let me introduce you to my daughter.
Oh, good. Okay.